I believe it's the fifth episode of the PTZ Optics podcast. I am your host, Lindsay Pope, and I am here with my friends, Tess and Paul. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Never better.
Never better?
Doing good. Thanks for having us.
Paul said it's going to be the best show ever.
It might be. I mean, we've been mostly Michael doing a lot of hard work.
Yeah. A lot of behind the scenes stuff is happening.
Yeah. So.
Got a lot of new
more
stuff
cameras than ever, too. More cameras means better show, right?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, we definitely have more cameras than ever. We've topped out at like 9 before. I think we've got like 15 or something.
Yeah, we've lost count. There's a lot here.
Yeah, we got new lighting. We got some sound panels.
That was key, too. Yeah. This room, if you've ever been in a studio with no sound panels, everything bounces off the walls. It sounds like you're talking like outdoors almost.
Yeah,
it does. It definitely sounds different. I'm curious to listen back to the podcast and see if it sounds different there too.
Chat, does it sound different? If you're a seasoned listener,
viewer listener.
I guess it's listener.
Yeah, listener.
Yeah, take out your headphones, plug them in.
Yeah.
Get take that a good listen.
The studio headphones. The Sony or whatever. Okay. So today's episode, what are we talking about?
Something very exciting, I hear.
Who's going to say it? Me?
You're going to say it.
Oh, okay. We are talking about the Move SE, which is now shipping. It's our newest camera, right? I guess it would be our newest
brand
camera.
Brand spanking new.
So yeah, I guess we'll just get right into it.
Yeah.
Cut to the chase.
Let's educate a little bit about this new camera.
All right. So first of all, what is the Move SE? If you are just listening, had no idea what we were talking about, what does this camera look like? Is it like the Studio Pro? That's just a little box cam? Or is it another pan tilt zoom cam?
It is a pan tilt zoom camera.
All right. Now, does it film in 4K, like the Move 4K?
That's a great question. This camera, the Move SE, does not stream in 4K. It is a 1080p camera, so that's a big differentiator between the other model in our new line of cameras, the Move 4K.
Yeah, I guess I could say the Move SE stands for Standard Edition. And the thought behind that is that this is our standard edition. It doesn't have every bell and whistle that the Move 4K does, which is really our premium camera, or the Link 4K, which is kind of our higher end camera. But this does pack a punch. It has all of our award-winning technology and really all the connectors and options you would want from a PTZ camera with a really within reach price tag of less than $1,000.
Yeah, we're definitely making the camera more accessible to our customer base, and hopefully you'll be able to deploy more of them at that accessible price point. And we're really excited to bring this to market for you guys.
So for a multi-camera setup, can the Move SE be easily integrated and synchronized with other cameras and production equipment then?
That's a great question. 'Cause, you know, the Move SE, one of the easiest ways to get started with it would be actually just plug it in to your computer with USB. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show that today with Zoom. And Tess is going to plug in the USB cable and open a Zoom call. I'm going to join the far end of that Zoom call and actually remotely PTZ control the camera.
Ooh.
So we'll show a little cloud-based remote control. But you can also plug in this camera just to a simple network switch, and it's powered over Ethernet. So a single Ethernet cable will get you up and running with video, audio, and camera control. You can use the smartphone app. You can control it with our CMP software, which is totally free, our camera management platform software. You can stream directly to YouTube and Facebook with it over a single network connection. Now, if you are streaming to YouTube or Facebook, you're going to want to run audio into the camera as well with the 3.5 millimeter audio input. And it also features SDI and HDMI. So if you have professional video production equipment like a Blackmagic A10 Mini, an HDMI-based switcher, or you have a more professional SDI switcher, not only does this camera support full frame rates, meaning, you know, 60 frames a second or 30 frames a second in the US, that's what we use, you know, 30 frames a second or 60 frames a second for fast sports, Or in Europe, they use 50 frames a second for fast sports and 25 frames a second. A little different in Europe.
A little different. Why do we always have to be different here?
And then it also supports the broadcast frame rates as well.
Nice. I'm looking at my questions here. Are there any questions in the chat, perchance? Any?
No, we're saying hello. I've asked everybody who's watching on the live stream where they're watching from. So please chime in and say hello if you're watching on the live stream. We'd love to know where you're from. So far, we've got Oklahoma City and
Saskatchewan,
Canada. Ooh. I'm glad you said that first because I would have struggled with that.
it's always a fun one to say, Saskatchewan.
I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of saying it before.
I don't want to sound dumb.
Yeah. It might be something like that.
I don't know. I knew of Saskatchewan for whatever reason. I don't know.
What's the Zoom capabilities from Jaybird?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
12x, 20x.
You know this 30x? One. 30x? Oh, you got it.
Boom.
Lindsay got that one.
Now, I will add a little technical nuance here. So the 12x, 20x, and 30x are optical zoom. Mm-hmm. And we have an optical zoom calculator on our website. So you can use that to say, hey, how far is the subject you're zooming into? And you can say it's 50 feet away. And then you can see how wide the image will be. So like a 30X Move SE can zoom in up to 75 feet away from a subject and get a head and shoulder shot. Mm-hmm. Whereas the 12X can't zoom in quite as far, but it has a wider angle field of view when you're fully zoomed out.
I think we just calculated that just today. It's like 40-some feet away. You can get a head and shoulder for the 20X and then like 25 feet away for the 12X.
Yeah, which is perfect because if you're in a small conference room, small studio, even this studio, to be honest, is about 30 feet by 20. We've got 30Xs in here just for testing purposes because we like to zoom in all the way to a clock on the wall, for example, right. Which we've done. Mm-hmm. But it's not 100% necessary, so... it depends on what you're doing, really.
Oh, we've got a lot of people chiming in. Franklinville, North Carolina. Appleton, Wisconsin. Melrose, Sweden.
Sweden.
Bloomington, Indiana. I love seeing people from all over the world. That's
Wisconsin?
That's really fun.
Appleton. Ooh. Does it have NDI?
This camera does not have NDI integrated directly on it, but you can upgrade to NDI for $99.
Yeah, and there's a really easy upgrade process. When you get the camera, plug it in, you'll see in the web interface under NDI, it will have a link to the store where you can purchase a license for $99, which is a third the price as it used to be. So this is really our affordable model, trying to make it as easy as possible for people to deploy these cameras. And once NDI is enabled, you can do NDI HX3 at up to 1080p at 60 frames a second.
That was going to be my next question. You already covered it.
Oh, sorry.
let's see here. We got the NDI. Can you... I feel like we might have already gone over it. We might have just banged these out of the park.
There's a lot to talk about the camera.
Can you highlight some of the key technical features of the Move SE camera, such as resolution, frame rates, and zoom capability? Yeah, we already went over a lot of those. So
I think we did. Now, but regarding, you know, resolution and optical zoom and things of that nature, one of the key things is the CMOS sensor in this camera is now from Sony. Mm-hmm. And so what we've noticed is, and we're using these throughout, our entire studio now has new generation cameras. We do have Move 4Ks in the studio. Mm-hmm. We've got the Move SEs, which you're seeing today. And we have our Studio Pro cameras here. They're all been moved over. And it was actually due to chip shortages at one point. But the Sony CMOS sensors look great in low light. They focus really quickly. And there's a noticeable difference in improvement with this third generation of PTZ cameras that we have. So... yes, it might be one 1080p 60 camera to another one. From a specs perspective, they may seem the same, but the sensor is what really gives it that extra quality and sharpness that we'll see today.
And the Studio Pro has the same sensor, right?
It does.
Mm. I didn't know that one. Good for you.
She knows things.
She knows things.
Who would have thought? Not me. Have you seen that video? If you know, you know.
Josh Sinclair, thank you for joining us in the chat. Josh says, I love all the content. I've been learning a good bit ever since we incorporated the Move 4K into our church live stream. How does the Move SE image sensor compare to the Move 4K?
Well, the Move 4K image sensor is basically twice the size. Not necessarily twice the size, but twice the resolution. So okay. 4K. So 1080p cameras are technically at 60 frames a second or 2K. And, you know, the Move 4K cameras are 4K. So what does that mean? Well, the Move 4K cameras can, you know, basically, especially in 1080p mode, can be used in twice the amount of zoom and still maintain the same resolution. Mm-hmm. So you can zoom in a much further. Also, from an auto tracking perspective, the onboard auto tracking processing has twice as many pixels to work with. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about today in our live presentation is that the Move 4K 30X, for example, can track someone up to 300 feet away, but the Move SE 30X can only track someone, and I'd have to check my notes, but like 150. So like even less than half the amount of, because it has half the amount of pixels.
Right.
So it's a noticeable improvement in video quality, 4K, but it also can track further because it has more pixels to use for the tracking technology.
Wow.
We've got Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Michigan in the house, Monrovia, California. Thank you guys for joining us.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wonderful. And if you're just joining in, we are in our pre-show podcast where we're going to tease a little bit of what we're chatting about today. Make sure you say hi in the chat so we know who you are and where you're watching from.
Oh, I wanted to mention that we are giving away a Move SE. Were you going to say that? Sorry.
Yeah. You stole it right out of my mouth.
You have to be watching live, right?
Yep.
In order to claim the prize.
And you have to leave a review, right?
And I added to the giveaway. The giveaway link is in the description of the YouTube video. Oh. So I added that so it's easier for people to get to. So if you haven't entered to win, enter the giveaway. And then I added an extra way to enter, which is join the PTZ Optics user group.
Oh,
so if you're already entered, you can. There's another way to enter and get one. Because the way it works is you get like multiple entries. And then the more you have, the more likely you are to win. There's not that many people signed up. So you definitely have a good chance of winning, guys.
Shout out to Matt Davis in the chat, our director of technology and information.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if everyone noticed this on YouTube Live, but there's these new little emojis over here. Maybe we could ask everybody to try it.
Yeah.
Which emoji? The heart emoji?
The heart? Yeah.
There's a heart one there. I'm going to push it. I just want to see what happens when everybody starts pushing these emojis. Does it show up on the screen? Oh, I'm seeing them come. I'm seeing the hearts. I'm seeing 100s.
Yay!
I'm seeing little.
Thanks for sharing the love.
Nice.
See it? How am I supposed to see it?
I'll put some 100s out there. Are you seeing them?
Do I have to be?
Oh, I see it.
I might need to be under the PTZ Optics.
I don't know. Is anyone else seeing those?
Okay, well.
Is it just us? Is it you sending them or other people?
I'm definitely.
There's latency, so we won't see other people start to send it for 30 seconds.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dave. What do you guys want to know about the Move SE today? Let us know what we should cover.
I'll tell one thing that I'm excited to show today, which is I have the auto tracking working with the SuperJoy. So I can click a button on the SuperJoy and start the auto tracking with the Move SE.
Oh, that's
the
exciting.
Other thing that I'll just throw out there that is new is we can start auto tracking from any position. So
I know
we're going to show that at some point. I think we're going to zoom into UTES, click start auto tracking, and it'll just start tracking you.
Yeah, that should be mentioned about the camera in general. This camera does have auto tracking, just like the Move 4K does. So you're still getting that awesome auto tracking feature that we're going to demonstrate today. So
and then there's another feature, which I'm going to do. I'm going to show as well is we'll have a preset on you, Lindsay. Okay. And it'll be preset one. And then when we can change it so that when we hit auto tracking, it goes to preset one. So the reason why we have that is because as a camera operator, you might want to just track the person that the camera's on, or you might want it to track the speaker at the podium or something, which is in a different location, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can kind of preset all that up during your show.
I'm excited to see that first person because I haven't seen that yet. I'm used to it going to preset zero.
Yeah.
When you start tracking.
So that'll be cool.
Can you auto track with the Super Joy with the Move 4K then too?
Yes. Ooh. So the Move 4K or the Move SE, they have what's called an HTTP command. And the Super Joy consent has four custom buttons. And you can toggle them to do on off. So there's one command that we send to the camera to turn auto tracking on. There's another command that we send to turn it off. And those are right here in the Super Joy. So one of the things I'm seeing and I'm hearing about is a lot of people like to control their cameras manually and follow the action. But then there's a lot going on. They've got other stuff to do. They just click auto track and then it just starts following the person that they want.
Nice. Yeah. I know a lot of people wanted that whenever we were at, what was the trade show we just went to?
IST.
Yeah, a lot of people asked if the auto tracking worked with the Super Joy. And it didn't yet. So now it does.
Thankful for those custom buttons.
Now it does.
Beat the Streets Play says, wow, that's amazing. Can you do that with any of the older PTZs or is it just an add-on only available for the SE? I assume you're talking about auto tracking. If you're not, please correct me. And you can auto track now with the older PTZ Optics cameras, the G2 specifically, via our CMP, our camera management platform. You may need a firmware upgrade, which you can check in there. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
How are we doing on time?
Oh, we still got to answer Jeremy's question about the Simple Track Lite, the Simple Track Lite is an auto tracking camera with actually some different features. And we're going to do an auto tracking comparison bonanza video soon. Because the Simple Tracks are great auto tracking cameras and they have some more fine tuned controls over zoom and composition.
Right.
So we're going to go over that in a couple weeks, I think.
Sorry,
did I miss the price for this camera? Starting around $999. We're really proud of the price point there to make these cameras accessible to our customers. Can you show auto tracking settings best optimized for tracking a pastor in a house of worship setting? Also, is the HDMI out a clean HDMI or do you need the red and green bounding boxes?
The red and green bounding boxes can be hidden. So it is a clean HDMI. In fact, the Move SE does not have any bounding boxes. And I asked the engineers about that. The Move SE is a 1080p camera. It has less processing power as the Move 4K. So the Move 4K can actually do those bounding boxes or they can be turned off. And I think there's a misconception that the bounding boxes are always on. You can definitely turn those off.
So we're doing an auto tracking demo today and it'll be my first time using auto tracking on the Move SE without the bounding boxes. I'm used to the Move 4K with the red and green boxes. So that'll be interesting.
Yes. It is very intuitive. We'll show this. Like, for example, Tess, when you're done auto tracking, just sit down where you're at and I'll use the remote and we'll just switch it to Lindsay. Because you can just use the remote control and just boop, switch it, but there's no boxes.
Right.
It makes sense because it'll move the person to the center. Whoever's in the center is the one that's locked into.
Okay.
What's going to be your go-to move? Are you going to bust a move?
Bust a move, bust a move, on the move, with the move.
With the Move SE.
With the Move SE. Yeah. I don't know.
A little Charlie Brown moonwalk.
I wish. I wish I had moves like that.
Just do a spin. Spin move.
Spin move.
Yeah. We've done some ballet before. Yeah. Remember on the stage?
Yes.
When did you do ballet?
Long time ago.
Oh,
we were demonstrating.
Oh, is this?
That was when we were actually demonstrating how far away you could be from the camera and still get certain shots, whether it was head and shoulder or full body.
I thought you were talking about Ghostbuster.
Oh, no. Times. Those were fun times, too.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
We've got some good memories on this show.
Is anyone who is in the chat remember, have they been around? I was not around
to see. Yeah, if you go back in the old live streams that we've done, you can see some pretty funny stuff and some pretty crazy antics.
Comment down below if you think we should start back up with the antics.
Maybe we should.
We've been a little, I feel like we've been a little too safe around here.
Too safe?
I've heard that too. Someone called me a stick in the mud.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to bring in ping pong again or what's the game?
Yeah, the game.
I forget what the game is.
Rock'em Sock'em.
Rock'em Sock'em.
That's a fun one. We were doing instant replay.
We literally were close to boxing one day.
Real boxing.
Kickboxing.
One time we had a fog machine
for
the NDI release. We had one of the very first NDI cameras like of all time, and we did a release with fog machines.
Whoa.
Yeah. We put off the fire alarm.
The fire department.
And we had to cancel the whole live stream. Yeah. And the fire department was outside.
Well, there was that one stream that Tess was streaming alone. It was her first live stream alone, right?
Uh-huh.
Where like sparks shot off.
Yep. Yeah. Matt's commenting, like setting like monitors on.
Well,
fire.
That was her second or third live stream alone. The first live stream alone, Tom Sinclair had a completely working like two-way video and audio connection with Tess.
Yeah.
But then as soon as they went live, mm-hmm. he pretended like this. He was like,
"Oh, that's
and made
so
Tess
mean.
Freak out, even though
I
it was working.
Panicked.
Oh my god!
But I'll never forget it. It was an amazing moment.
Aw.
Okay, we've got a couple more questions in here. Yes, Jeremy's looking
antics.
Forward to the tracking comparison video. John Cook wants to know, can we turn off the auto tracking from the iOS iPad app? That one I don't know.
It is possible if the developer integrates it. So I'm going to create a little list of questions because there's going to be, I have a feature request here, so I'm going to put that down. All right, iOS app feature request. Because guys, fire away the feature requests. We're going to write these down. Ability.
That's pretty much how we build all of our products. Our engineers take requests and information from our audience, and voila, you have a Dante AVH camera or a 1080p tracking camera with all outputs on a single unit.
Ryan's asking how to set up the pan tilt limits on the Move 4K. Yeah, we can show that in the Q&A section. Let's write that down.
Isn't our little like lingo designed by you for you? Nothing.
That's we have used that before. Yeah. Serve first, sell second, but designed for you by you. That was part of the Move SE release in the teaser.
There you go.
Ryan would love to see gesture control used to lock onto a participant and instructor,
gesture.
Rather than a remote control. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I could see that. Doesn't quite exist today. It actually could potentially be done via VMix.
Really?
I saw on their live stream last night, they were showing gesture control and making things happen.
Somebody around here has made it happen somehow.
Yeah. It's not a feature that's built into the cameras.
No,
that way.
Definitely not.
Just to be clear.
In the mad scientist factory here, somebody might have accomplished that.
If you have accomplished that, drop it in the PTZ Optics Facebook user group so others can see how you did it.
Jaybird remembers the Tom Sinclair joke.
Oh my
gosh. So you've been around for a long time. Kudos to you. Is the Move SE Dante AV? No, it is not. Our upcoming Link 4K camera, which should be out in about a month or so, that has Dante AVH.
Yes, and we will be doing, that'll be our next live stream. We'll be all about Dante and the Link 4K. Right, Tess?
Yep. Next show at the end of August, August 31st, I believe, we'll be doing it on the Link 4K. And shipping a new camera, hopefully.
We are just cranking out products.
We are.
We got really a product are. For everyone. We got Move 4K for big broadcasters and... Now we have the Move SE for everyday content. I don't know.
Basically, we're looking at it as a camera that people are able to purchase multiple of.
True.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. If that was something I wanted to talk about is that, you know, you look at the Move 4K, it can track longer distances. It will look better. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a 4K setup, it's probably the way to go. But when you look at the Move SE at $999, it's almost like, hey, I can get two of these mm-hmm. for the price of a 4K. Would I rather have two unique shots or one 4K? So that's the question I think a lot of people ask themselves, as Tess said. And I think a lot of our customers, sometimes even if they've already got multiple cameras, they're like, well, I just want to add one more for the backstage of mm-hmm. the drummer or the piano player mm-hmm. from above or whatever the different things are. And so now this is like an easy way to just add one more. It's powered over Ethernet, you know, that kind of thing.
Can you update the firmware via the CMP?
I think so.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to open up the CMP because I have a feeling we're going to get questions on it. I've got it here. I'm not going to do a screen capture now, but can you update the firmware? Let me check.
Ooh. I'm going to assume so.
I really thought you could.
I think so, too. I'm just going to double check and get you go into it. Click into it, go to the dashboard, and it says the camera's firmware can be updated directly through the web UI here and gives you a link.
Okay, so it links to the web UI where you can.
I think it lets you know if it needs a firmware update, but still.
Lets you know if you have the most up to date firmware?
Yeah, but you still have to do it. You still do it through the web UI.
Got it.
At least that's what I'm seeing here.
Well, we only have a few more minutes left, and I wanted to tell a joke that I asked ChatGPT to help me with.
Okay. Let's see how funny ChatGPT is today.
Okay. Well, also, this is not me. I did not make this up.
We can blame AI.
Okay. How many audio engineers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. They just sit in the dark and complain about the lighting.
I could see that because audio is their job, their responsibility. Lighting is somebody else's.
Ha!
That actually is a little bit funny. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That was the best one on the list. They gave me a whole list, and it was pretty rough.
I'm interested to see what the chat has to say about that.
Did we get a chuckle? Any chuckles out there? A little ha ha.
Chip size of the Move SE. I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look that
up. The size of the chip of the Move SE is 1/1.
You know it off the top of your head?
2.8 inches.
I'm impressed.
I could be wrong, but that is what I remember.
I'm going to the tech specs.
Let's take a look.
1/2.8 inches.
Dang!
You got it, Paul.
Oh, my.
Josh said... Hashtag preach.
Oh, Rodney said, ha ha. Okay, there we go. There's a laugh. Woo.
Ha ha ha.
The monitors provide plenty of light, says Matt.
I'll give a ha ha. Thanks, guys.
Ralph is new to researching this camera. Thank you for including our camera in your research. What are the various connectivity options for this camera? Does it support HDMI, SDI, USB, and IP streaming? It does support all of the above. What is the minimal suggested system setup I need to purchase, and how complex is that process? That one's more for Paul.
Yeah, with the Move SE, the minimum is a computer with USB, quite honestly, because you can just plug it directly into your computer with USB. And you can use OBS, which is a free software that we're going to show today, actually, in the show. Somewhere like the middle there, we're going to show how easy it is to connect this camera to OBS, control it, stream with it, record it, all with OBS. But Tess is also going to show it connected via USB to Zoom. So we'll show how easy that is. But then we're going to show some of the more complicated ways, which is over NDI, over Ethernet, SDI, and HDMI. They're more complicated, but they actually provide more flexibility on larger scales. So we'll look at all of that today in this webinar.
I think it's about time to wrap up the podcast.
12 requests since the start of this podcast.
Yeah.
Nice. In the user group. Yeah. Lindsay, you're going to have a big conversation in there.
Yeah. Make sure you are answering the questions. Because you might
Lindsay might not let you in to the Facebook user group if you don't.
And in 4, 3, 2, 1, see you soon.
Thanks for listening.